guys. Now, if this doesn't pop up in your life as you're moving forward, then honestly, you're not moving forward. I'm talking of perturbation. Now, this was a great scientific discovery by a chemist by the name of Ilya Prigogine, and he won a Nobel Prize in chemistry for it. I'm not too sure if that's how you pronounce his name, but anyway. So what does perturbation mean? Well, perturbation is a noun which means anxiety or uneasiness. Think of the word perturbed. When you are perturbed by something, it causes you stress, anxiety, and uneasiness. But I want you to look at how this applies to us as MCs. Actually, not just us as MCs, because perturbation applies to everyone in life, no matter what jobs we do. So, let's bring up a diagram on the computer. X. Guys, this is you. And the circle around you. We will call your comfort zone. This is your little safe spot. So this circle represents things you know, you can control, and you're good at. So in other words, you're comfortable doing things as long as they fit nicely into your little circle. Now, perturbation happens when you do things that make you have to push through this circle. So you can see you're going to go outside this circle, past the barriers of your previous circle into new, uncharted territory. This is called a new, unknown circle. It's outside your previous circle, called your comfort zone, and we're going to call this new circle unknown territory. Now, in this new circle called unknown territory, you are a fish out of water. You've got no control, you don't know what's happening, you don't know whether you're going to sink or swim, and there's a fear in this unknown territory. Will I be able to handle it? Will I be any good? What do I have to face in this bigger circle? So, that's this unknown circle, unknown territory circle diagram. For example, maybe as an MC, we are very comfortable working with crowds of, say, 150 to 500 people. Then along comes a client, and this client wants you to host for, say, 2,000 or 3,000 people. Or you get booked for shows for a week, back to back, even two in one day. They've all got different themes. They've got demanding clients. They want to make sure you get everything spot on, correct. All kinds of craziness is happening. And, of course, it's putting stress on your voice as well. Or maybe, who knows, it could be this course. I asked you in the Business Builder to go out and get testimonials and to keep doing it and doing it for your marketing. When you go to get testimonials, you're going to face the unknown. People might even say no, and you just got to bite the bullet and keep on asking and asking until you get the testimonials. Honestly and truthfully, this course pushed me through a huge stage of perturbation to get it ready for Harvey and I, to get it organized for you guys. So, when you go out of your comfort zone, you have to be ready. Expect new, unforeseen challenges and all the things that will come with the unknown territory. This is called perturbation. And of course, when perturbation occurs, you will be perturbed. You will be stressed. You will be anxious. And you'll be challenged to do things that you've never done before. And understandably, this will create anxiety, pressure, tension, and stress. Now, let's look at the circle again. As we grow, we progress. We break through our comfort zone circle. We're moving into the next stage. That means in the unknown territory, actually your comfort zone is being stretched. It is becoming bigger and it's getting wider. And again, you're applying more and more pressure, taking on more and more challenges. You're learning more and more new things. You keep adding to that tension, the pressure and the stress. And you're being stretched. Now, here's the good news. When you realize what is happening to you, and you keep breaking through your threshold, your comfort zone again and again and again, your circle's been expanding even more, even more, even more. And this is how you become a person who never, ever collapses or crumbles when they're faced with bigger challenges. And this is a person others know they can rely on. They won't buckle under pressure. And these are the people that get the bigger, better jobs. If you compare yourself to a tree, if your roots are really strong, then the tree will be very strong. So when a very huge wind blows, it won't knock the tree down. But if your roots are very shallow and they're not very deep, then what happens when a little breeze comes along? Splat. You fall over. You collapse. You have a meltdown. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, gosh. No, no. Help, help, help. Right? So the thing is here, if you are not aware of this state called perturbation, which naturally occurs every time you push yourself outside your comfort zone, then you are going to be going along, learning and implementing new things, studying really hard, getting very excited. Oh, wow, I'm happy. Everything's going great. You're thrilled, excited with your progress. And then, kabam, bada-ba-boom, whack. Something happens to put a spanner in your works. I don't know. It could be anything. If you get a whack across the face, a wake-up call, and then you say, drat. You know, if this person, they didn't insist on this, or they didn't ask me to do that, or if I wasn't feeling ill, or etc., 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 if, excuses, everything would be perfect. Okay. The problem is here. As an MC, you're going to be doing live events. Live events, as I've told you before, are super dynamic. There'll be changes, challenges, last-minute inserts, all kinds of craziness happening, all kinds of stress, pressure, anxiety, piling, tension on top of you. As the MC, your head is going to be almost exploding. But you got to hold it together because you are the captain of the ship. You are the driver of the event. People have put their faith and trust in you. The thing is, if you can't take perturbation, you are going to get sick because that stress that's building up inside you is energy. And it's going to have to turn into something that is either going to be a massive breakthrough for you where your stress level and your capabilities expand exponentially, or it's going to turn into a form of release of that stress in your body. And that can be released in all kinds of ways. It could be fever. It could be an illness, a heart palpitations, giddiness, all kinds of things, massive headaches, migraines. I mean, who knows what stress will turn into in your body. And then you'll be saying to yourself, oh, no, why me, God, why must I get sick at this time? Why? But actually, God or the universe or the cosmos or whatever you want to call it is testing you to see if you can withstand the extra pressure, the extra stress. So instead of saying, why me? You should actually be saying, thank you. Thank you so much for the challenges, the opportunity to break through my comfort zone, strengthen my roots. Bring it on. Hit me with your best shot. Now there's a hot tip here. I want you to turn pressure into pleasure. So my point here is, the moment that is going to define you in life is not when you are at your best in your comfort zone, but when you are at your worst out of your comfort zone. This is when you get to see what you are really made of. Are you going to crash and burn, or are you going to rise to the occasion and become a person who says, yes, I did it? Actually, it's scientifically proven that the body's cells are always in flux, always changing. Every 3 years, you are not the person, literally, cellularly. You are not the same person you were 3 years ago. You've got completely new cells in your body. If you've gone through massive changes and these challenges haven't fazed you, and you're going to end up a really strong person, like that giant oak tree. But if you can't take that pressure and stress, if you collapse, fall apart, then that pressure is going to start piling up. Your cells will also start degenerating and they will becoming weaker and weaker. A great group of people to learn from are bodybuilders, okay? This is what bodybuilders say. Give your muscles a reason to grow. Guess what? When you train at the same intensity as you did in a previous workout, your muscles laugh at you and they say, ha, nice try. But we did this workout before and we can handle this stress. Is that your attempt at getting us to grow? Ha. Expose your body to as much work as possible in the shortest period of time. Placing your muscles under more tension are going to result in more tapped and untrained muscle fiber being recruited, and therefore more muscle growth. So put everything into lifting heavier weights, getting as strong as possible. That's what bodybuilders do. And guys, it's no different for us. You have to be doing the same. Applying more and more pressure, breaking out of your comfort zone all the time. And as you get a new comfort zone, break through that one and the next. Otherwise, the universe will also be laughing at you and saying, nice try, but we don't believe you. You can't even handle the teeny weeny little tiny bit of pressure and stress that I already put you under. Okay, let me tell you about one thing that I did to break through my comfort zone. Now, we went to Rio de Janeiro, that's in Brazil, to do an event. And that was already fabulous, mind-blowing experience. But I really wanted to challenge myself to jump off a mountain, to hang glide off a mountain, because Rio is actually one of the greatest places in the world to do this. Now, jumping off a mountain is a pretty scary prospect. And Harvey said to me, are you sure? Won't you be scared? Now, my answer to him was, actually, I'm not scared of jumping off a mountain. I am more scared of not jumping off the mountain. Why? Because if I didn't jump off the mountain, which I wanted to do when I had the chance, I would be giving into my fear. That would make me feel defeated. And I couldn't imagine a worse prospect. If I don't jump now that I have the chance, I'll be stuck in my old comfort zone forever, sorry that I missed the opportunity. I knew in my heart that if I could jump off a mountain, I didn't think there'd be much else that I couldn't do in life. That's for me anyway. So here it is, guys, me blasting through a comfort zone and jumping off a mountain in Rio.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three.
Now, ever since I jumped off that mountain in Rio, there hasn't been anything practically I haven't been able to do. There's basically nothing that phases me or stops me from doing anything, as long as, of course, it's legal, ethical, doesn't hurt anybody, and I want to do it. Of course, with hang gliding, I did weigh up the pros and cons. I had a very good instructor who was going to do a tandem jump with me. Now, these guys are professionals. They don't want to kill themselves. So I trusted them. I followed their instructions and there was nothing to fear, so I jumped. But there were a lot of people standing on top of that mountain and they were onlookers. They were watching, they were really wanting to do it, longing to jump, but they wouldn't jump. They were still not yet ready to push through out of their comfort zone into that unknown territory. So my question to you guys is, are you ready yet? Now you always have a choice. Are you going to jump off mountains? I mean, not literally, figuratively. Take a leap of faith to go further than you've ever gone before? Or are you going to get stuck in a rut in your comfort zone and stagnate? Now a hot tip here. Guys, if you are not growing, you're dying. So I'm going to leave you with the words by the famous scientist Ilya Prigogine. In 1977, as a chemist, I told you, he won a Nobel Prize for his studies on the second law of thermodynamics, and out of this came the science behind perturbation. These are his words. The universe is constantly getting more disorderly. Viewed that way, we can see that the second law is all about us. We have to work hard to straighten a room, but left to itself, it becomes a mess again very quickly and very easily. Even if we never enter it, it becomes dusty and musty. How difficult to maintain houses and machinery and our bodies in perfect working order. How easy to let them deteriorate. In fact, all we have to do is nothing. And everything deteriorates, collapses, breaks down, wears out all by itself. And that is what the second law is all about. Now, Ilya Prigogine discovered that as the pressure or energy increases, the vessel or object is going to reach a point where it can no longer hold more energy and it begins to vibrate. Now, this can become an explosion or, under the right circumstances, great things can happen. According to Ilya Prigogine, when an object vibrates from the energy placed upon it, the object will reach a point where it appears that it's about to explode or transform. However, instead of exploding, it changes. It transforms into a more complex structure. It is this evolution to a more complex structure that is able to handle more pressure. So in nature, think about it. A tree decays, becomes compost. Under the right circumstances and years of pressure, this same tree becomes coal. And this same coal, with time and the right amount of pressure, becomes a diamond, a priceless jewel. So the same is true for you. As humans, our ability to grow depends on our ability to accept the pressure placed on us. Embrace it and realize that through this pressure, we have an opportunity to break through our comfort zones and create amazing growth and transformation. Now, it may not feel nice at the time. It may not be pleasant. Nobody said it's going to be easy. However, when we emerge on the other side in our newer, bigger circle, breaking out of the mold, our old comfort zone, and expanding beyond our wildest imagination, then what we can now handle is really mind-blowing. We have transformed ourselves. And all this happens because we've embraced perturbation. So guys, I hope you understand what perturbation is and how it's going to impact your life. So let's go over the key points again. Key point number one, perturbation means uneasiness, stress, and anxiety. Key point number two, perturbation occurs because we need to expand our comfort zones. Key point number three, growth comes through encountering difficulties and rising to the challenge. Key point number four, the universe will test us, test our mettle. Are we really getting stronger or will the universe be laughing at us? Key point number five, when we break through our comfort zones, we are able to take on greater challenges. Key point number six, expose your body to as much work possible in the shortest period of time. This creates massive perturbation, like the bodybuilders. Key point number seven, there's only two choices, grow and expand or wither and stagnate. Key point number eight, if you evolve, you'll become a more complex structure, able to withstand more pressure, even like a diamond. Awesome! And key point number nine, if you're not growing like this, you're dying. Now let's look at the action steps for this module. Action step number one, I want you to review this course and I want you to write down what you've left undone or been putting off. Action step number two, I want you to do the things you need to do from action step number one that's going to move you forward. It'll cause perturbation. But remember, if you don't do it, you won't transform yourself. Action step number three, do something really challenging in your life, like I did. I mean, like jumping off a mountain, not literally, symbolically. What is your mountain? I want you to do that. Jump off your mountain. Action step number four. Give yourself a pat on the back. Why? Because you are alive. So live life to the max. This is your chance to go forth. Action step number five. Embrace perturbation. Knowing what it is, knowing there'll be difficulties, but looking forward to the outcome of perturbation. So guys, enjoy perturbation because this is your time to get serious. This is your life. And are you prepared to do what it takes? If you are, this is how you're going to build your business so you can make more money and you will live your dreams. So I'll see you in the next module, guys. Have fun with perturbation.